Google is in the headlines today because of an internal memo from a male software engineer who criticized gender diversity efforts at the company, arguing that there are fewer female engineers because men are better suited for the job for biological reasons. On Saturday, Google's new diversity chief, Danielle Brown, told employees in a letter that the memo had incorrect assumptions about gender that are not endorsed by Google. Let's take a look. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does every Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
So this is a 10-page memo from an unnamed employee. You've seen it. As we said, the writer says women aren't as capable. Well, what else does he say about a move to add more women?
That is essentially the crux of the argument. His argument is that we don't see equal representation of men and women in tech and leadership because there is a certain distribution of talent between the genders that is not equal. And so organizations like Google, he said, should not try to fight biology. They should not try to fight nature. They should allow those inequalities to play out. And as you said, Google has essentially responded to the firestorm about this memo by coming out and saying in very clear terms, we disagree with the substance of this memo very seriously. And that is precisely why we've been trying to instill diversity efforts within the company.
Well, we understand the writer also says that this move for diversity discriminates against men and that there's a liberal bias that makes it difficult to even talk about this.
That's right.
At Google. That reflects the debate on college campuses about whether or not you can express, you know, even what some would see as ugly stereotyping opinions. Mm-hmm. Google's latest diversity report showed around 70% of its workers are male, but 56% are white, so the more non-white workers. What is Google doing exactly to promote diversity?
They're doing a few things, and it should be said that that is roughly in line with the average of computer science degrees. It is heavily male, about 80% male, I believe, and about 60% white, and then 20% Asian, only 5% black. But what is Google trying to do is the question, and there's a couple of things. First, they're trying to raise awareness about something psychologists call unconscious bias. That is the idea that there are racist or racial biases that live deeply embedded in our brains, even if we don't act on them, even if we think that we are fair-minded. They're working on benefits to help LGBT their LGBT employees, encouraging Googlers to celebrate diversity. And they've also, to their credit potentially, published internal census or an annual census on its own diversity, even when the results of that census don't make it look particularly extraordinary for a tech company.
Well, but this is happening as the Labor Department is investigating Google over whether the company systematically pays women less than men, something that was found during an ordinary audit. So there's that. Former Google engineer Erica Baker told the website Medium she was disappointed but not surprised about this memo that went viral internally. And that what's new is that the employee felt safe enough to write this and send it out. But on the other hand, what does Google do? Do you, you know, ban opinions that, again, you think are ugly? Do you fire the employee? He didn't yell fire in a crowded theater. You know, what happens?
I think this is I think the issue of what do you do about these opinions is incredibly fraught. Because on the one hand, you know, what do you want from an organization that is trying to be creative at a top level? What you want is diversity of thought and diversity of background and diversity of ethnicity. You want all sorts of biological and ideological diversities. And it is true. There's lots of psychological evidence that points out that diversity in boardrooms and in conferences helps with creativity. But on the other hand, what happens when that freedom of expression actually shuts people down, makes certain people at Google less likely to be vocal because they're afraid that if they're women or they're minorities, that one of their colleagues thinks that they are there as an affirmative action handout and that they don't deserve the company of their colleagues. That's a terrible and pernicious thing to have within the company. So, of course, you want to encourage the freedom of expression. But as with everything, this is a bit of a dance and not an absolute dictum.
Right, right. And just very briefly, how do you increase diversity at these tech firms? Does it start with getting more women into the studies?
Yes, I think it has to do with both, you know, what does Google do in terms of how does it select people? But then it has to do with how do you increase the supply of people who are applying to Google and who are ready for it? So you have a bit of a distribution, or not a distribution problem, a pipeline problem. If only 20% of computer science majors in America are women, you've got to get that up. And that means maybe going down to, you know, the kindergarten or elementary school level and encouraging women to keep studying math, keep studying science, not, you know, just give them magazines of princesses and say, this is what success looks like when you grow up, to show them that that success for them can be on equal footing with men.
Right. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.